When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everybody? This is Matthew Giraldi with the Fantasy Authority, and today we are going to be talking about our favorite week one stacks in DFS. It's not stacks on deck, it's stacks right now. Let's get to it and let's hit this hard. Okay. My top favorite stack this week involves Ryan Tannehill. He doesn't get enough love, he doesn't get enough credit, but dude, this guy is a generic version of the Konami code, right? He gets rushing yards for you. He has two weapons now at the receiver position that are just unfair, considering that he also has Derrick Henry, okay? So again, this offense, it's affordable too. You can work a lot of different paths this week with Ryan Tannehill, either AJ Brown, Julio Jones. If you wanted to do both receivers and Tannehill, perfect. It works. It seriously works. The Cardinals secondary, it's honestly, it's abysmal. It's going to get picked on. And by a guy like Tannehill, the way he's been throwing the ball the past couple of years, this is a perfect opportunity for the Titans to hit the ground running. All right. The thing is, if you really want to, you can put Derrick Henry in your lineup with Tannehill. If you want all the touchdown equity, say Ryan Tannehill throws for 300 yards and two touchdowns and Derrick Henry runs for two more, or he runs for 100 yards and a touchdown. Like, you know, again, Henry, he might not hit in terms of value. The thing is, though, is that you're still getting, you know, all the touchdown equity from a team that is implied scoring a lot of points this week, okay? And that's a big thing for you to try and look at. Is right now, the Titans, they are an implied team total of 28.5 points, okay? That is a good amount, and it's third highest on the board right now for these Sunday games. Actually, it's the second highest on the board for the Sunday games. The Buccaneers were the second highest team, so sorry about that. But again, this game, it's perfect. It sets up well. You have a lot of flexibility. Even though the top receivers on the Titans are expensive, you can still work in another threat from the Cardinals. If you want to throw DeAndre Hopkins in there with a stack that involves Julio Jones, Tannehill, and maybe say Anthony Firkser. If you really want to get funky, you can try it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but you know, that's up to you. Next game, my favorite game, okay? In this game, get pieces of. It is the Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. Everybody in this game is dirt cheap, right? Like, so Calvin Ridley, he's 7,900 on DraftKings. Way affordable for the volume that he's going to get against the secondary that he's facing. Okay. Look, in this game, you know, it sets up perfectly if you want to do a 3v1 on both sides. You can take Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, and even Kyle Pitts. Okay. You can take Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, Devontae Smith, and Calvin Ridley. Like, however you want to run it back in this game, both defenses, the secondaries are suspect. The pace of play should be decent for both sides. And again, this is a game that, you know, the total is around 48 points right now. That's still good enough, you know, and given the cost and given the fact that, again, Jalen Hurts, the rushing upside, you know, he might throw a pick or two. You're not getting penalized all that much considering, again, the ceiling that you're looking for. You want these spike games. Like, you don't care about these guys hitting their average. You want to see them hit high possible ceilings. And in this game, there is a lot of ceiling to be had. Like, the roof is going to be open and these guys are going to eat, okay? And in the terms of Calvin Ridley, no matter how you stack this game, take him. Okay, seriously, he's going to be going to the Auto Spa Bistro before game to get some chicken wings. He's going to eat those. During the game, he's going to eat the burnt toast that is Darius Slay, Avante Maddox, whoever the Eagles put on him. He's eating them. After the game, he's washing this down with some sweet tea. It's seriously too easy to choose Ridley, so just do it. Don't worry if a lot of people are on him, okay? There is so much value everywhere this week. You can take this dude and stack this game and just, you know, let the points come in. Next game, seriously, we're going to touch this quick because I just don't think that the cost inherent is worth it in this game, even though, you know, it's one of the highest projected totals of the game or of the week. Chiefs Browns, what do you do? The thing is, you don't need to spend up at quarterback, okay? Patrick Mahomes, I get it. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The thing is the price difference between him and someone like Jalen Hurts. It's not worth the difference in fantasy points that you're going to likely get. And you can better your roster elsewhere. There's value to be had, sure. You can make a stack with Mahomes and Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. Both of those guys, they went off in their playoff game this past January. The thing is again, like, you don't need those guys considering the value and considering some of the other stacks that are available. I like it, though. You can still do it. I have a lineup where I have Mahomes and Tyreek Hill running it back, you know, just the two-man stack, and then Jarvis Landry. You know, like, if you wanted to throw in, like, a double tight end, you could really get wild if you wanted to do Austin Hooper. But again, I don't think you need to do that in this game. It just seems forced in terms of how expensive some of the Chiefs players are, and we can't trust a Chiefs wide receiver, too. I don't care who it is. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, those are the pass catchers, right? And it's going to be really tough to do a Chiefs stack. If you can do it, by all means, do it. Like, this is the week that you're going to be able to do this with the soft pricing. These prices were made months ago. Like, it's easy to do it. And lastly, the one game I kind of want to talk about in terms of, like, you know, it's not really on the radar for over-unders, but the cost for these players in this game involved are dirt cheap, and that's the Vikings and the Bengals. You can work so many different Bengals stacks with Vikings players or vice versa. It's silly, okay? You can throw Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, and either Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen together. And if you think that that's weird to throw Cousins and Dalvin Cook together, look, two of Kirk Cousins' 300-yard passing games last season came when Dalvin Cook also ran for 100 yards. So you can get bonuses from your quarterback and your running back in the same game, and you're stacking something that a lot of people aren't even thinking of doing. So just this game, though, has juicy potential in terms of no defense being played whatsoever. The Bengals secondary is abysmal, and they just lost one of their best cornerbacks for this game. It's a perfect opportunity to where the line in Vegas might be a little lagged considering the players that are going to play on Sunday. So keep that game in mind, and there's definitely some stackable material. Both running backs, Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook, they're both juicy on this. Like, they look good. So again, you know, like, when it comes to this, stacking is your friend, okay? You want a double stack with your quarterback, either a running back and receiver, receiver and receiver, receiver tight end. However you want to do it, just know, like, if you want to make a killing, if you want to bury your opponents, look, in this house, we stack, okay? Just like Sookie. Think about it. Good luck on Sunday. I hope you guys win some money, and give us a like, give us some comments, join the Discord. We're here for you. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.